This is Bucky Bacall with the Backyard Chicken Broadcast. The Bucky Bacall agenda seems to be progressing. The prognosis is good that I'll see the day when there's a chicken or three or more in every suitable outdoor space nationwide, and globally for that matter. More than ever, when I talk about backyard chickens to people I meet, I often find they have already been thinking about having chickens, or know someone who is. Most people say something about wanting eggs, but they also know at least one other reason to have chickens. Maybe they've heard about how effective chickens are at eating up pesky bugs, or how their poop makes excellent fertilizer for whatever food or ornamental plants they'd like to grow. Just to make sure the people I'm talking to are on board, I tell them that I do my broadcast because I'm convinced backyard chickens are part or all of the solution for everything from urban neuroses to energy and resource shortages, global warming, and public health crises. Backyard chickening promotes strong communities, aesthetically and nutritionally superior food culture, and just plain makes people happy, because chickens are cool. After I deliver my quick speech, I usually ask why they don't have chickens yet, or if I can tell they're not really sure chickens are such a good idea in urban areas, I ask why not. Lately, the answer I've been hearing most has something to do with roosters. Urban and suburban chickening does not have to include roosters. Indeed, while owning hens is legal in more U.S. cities than not, including a broad range from small cities like Montpelier, Vermont, and Boise, Idaho, to New York City and San Francisco, owning roosters is prohibited. Where it's not explicitly prohibited, chickeners with nearby neighbors often run into problems with complaints. The main conflict with urban roosters, if you haven't already guessed, is that the normal behavior for a rooster is to crow at key points in the day. When the sun rises, when the sun sets, or when the rooster thinks its territory might be threatened. That might not be so bad, except roosters who live in densely populated areas are likely to be confused about the sunlight situation due to light pollution from street lamps, porch lights, car headlights, stores that never turn off their illuminated signs, and people who stay up late with their lights ablaze. And the territory of an urban rooster seems pretty much constantly under threat, I imagine. What with automobiles, bicycles, pedestrians, noisy neighbors, airplanes, and more passing through their territory. So they crow a lot, and that keeps people awake. There are other reasons not to have urban roosters. For one, estimates of the ideal rooster-to-hen ratio vary, but few people recommend anything less than 8 hens per rooster. Roosters will insist on mating frequently, and if the ratio is too high, the poor hens won't have a chance to recover physically. And since backyard flocks are usually more like 3 chickens, there really isn't room for a rooster. Another potential problem is rooster aggression. Reports of roosters being overly aggressive with humans or other pets vary, and I suspect that roosters who are handled a lot are less likely to attack strangers, children, or cats and dogs, especially those from varieties bred to be docile, like Silkies or Cochins. But clearly, the safe bet is not to keep roosters in the city. I want to assure potential chickeners that they can enjoy all the major benefits of backyard chickens without having roosters around. Truthfully, it probably does make things a lot easier. Hens get along fine without roosters. They will lay eggs without a male presence, just as female humans and other animals will go through their reproductive cycles, regardless of whether they engage in reproductive acts. People who understand this think it's obvious, but I have run into a lot of people, even a couple who were raised on farms, who didn't understand this basic point of biology. The only thing you won't be able to do without roosters is run your own breeding program, which is fine because there are plenty of people living outside city limits who can provide the rest of us with baby chicks or fertilized eggs. Still, some city folks do wind up with roosters, more or less unintentionally. Either they buy what is called a straight run, chicks who are a few bucks cheaper by the dozen because their sex has not been determined, or because they get a mistake due to the inaccuracy of most methods of sexing baby chicks. When you wind up with a rooster, which you won't find out for sure until you've raised the animal for a few months, most of the way through its adolescence, you don't have a lot of choices. You can try to find a home for it, a possible but notoriously difficult task. You can humanely slaughter it, which is pretty difficult for a lot of us soft-hearted urban chickeners to handle, and then make a soup stock out of them, because the meat is not going to be tender or even chewable. Or you can try and keep the rooster and see if it works out. If you want to try and appease complaining neighbors, there are several approaches that might or might not work. Some have had success with constructing light-proof coops, which could discourage a rooster from crowing before dawn. Maybe. Or a soundproof coop, which will keep it from feeling threatened by the sounds of passers-by and will muffle its crows. Maybe. The thing is, there's not much that a 21st century urban chickener can do to make a place for backyard roosters. And that's a pity, because in defense of roosters, they really do deserve a place in the urban landscape. Why? Because they're beautiful, always the more colorful and fancifully featured of their breed. Because they've got their own roostery cocky charm. Because they'll help defend your yard and hens from urban predators. And most of all, because the sound of a rooster crowing is only annoying to the ears of someone who has decided to be annoyed by it. Everyone who has complained to me about a rooster keeping them awake, or the fear that a neighbor might get a rooster who will keep them awake, will admit that they can sleep through dog noise, traffic noise, jet noise, partying hipster noise, and yet the sound of a crucial part of the food chain, signifying the agricultural roots our nation has all but lost, sounding the clarion call to the return to food security and self-sufficiency, pisses them off. Or maybe they were in the Peace Corps once, or did an eco tour or a year abroad in one of the many civilized countries on the planet where backyard agriculture still exists, and they lived in a village where the roosters kept them awake their whole stay. And yet, somehow, the rest of the village managed to get their rest. Not that I suggest annoying your neighbors, but I do believe we can transition to a day when people incorporate roosters into their expected noise range. The first step is for those of us with the chicken inkling to go ahead and get hens, and get our neighbors used to the idea of backyard fowl. Once we've gained massive acceptance of hens, that's when we'll move in with the roosters. And that's the advanced Bucky Bacaw agenda. This is Bucky Bacaw. I had a good time. Bucky Bacaw's Backyard Chicken Broadcast was produced by the Sagebrush Variety Show with support from Boise Community Radio and the Green Institute.